streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest, Mr. Tyrone Richardson, a.k.a. Goon to Saint. At an early age, turned to the street. He ended up incarcerated, and at that time is where he was able to find God. And so tonight he's going to share his testimony and his story of how he turned from the streets to God and what he's doing now as a Christian rapper. So we're going to hear his story here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
We just like to thank everyone who tunes into our radio show every Wednesday night. And we would just like to also take time out to give a special shout out to all our soldiers behind the walls and then 150 prisoners across the country, federal and state, and give a big shout out to my three brothers, Robbie, Marvell, and Christopher, that's doing life sentence in Michigan prison. So we'd like to give a big shout-out to the soldiers in the street that's educating our youth as well. And then we'd also like to give a special shout-out to my lovely wife and queen. We celebrated our 50th birthday Monday, and we had a great time, and we're just thanking God for that. And great news today, we just launched the Streets Don't Love You Back boxing gloves. So you'll see that on our store page at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. The wife will be putting that in the store page sometime tonight or tomorrow. But they're already on Facebook, so we're moving and grooving. And without further ado, we're going to pass the mic over to our great guest tonight, and he's going to formally introduce himself.
How y'all doing, first and foremost? Glad to be on y'all show, man. I thank y'all for having me. Anyway, my name, I go by G2S, which means from Goon to Saint. I'm a gospel artist. I am from Richmond, Virginia.
My man, we appreciate that, good brother. So we're going to get right down to it. Let the viewers know, you know, how you grew up and, you know, how you got involved with ripping and running out here in these crazy streets.
It's crazy because, like, I grew up good, actually. I grew up with my mother and my father my whole life. But I guess you could say being at a young age, you seeing the fascination with the jury, the cars, the women, and things like that, and I wanted all of that at an early age. So I started just running the street. I sold my first piece of drugs. I was either 13 or 14. I knew it came in the seventh grade, and I just started. I took off from there. It really became addicted, like the money. Like I was saying a little while ago, the money, the cars, the girls, and all of that. So.
My man. And when you got out there like that, like you explained to the viewers, you had both of your parents, you know. It ain't like you grew up in the household where, you know, everybody gang banging and selling dope. You picked that up out in the street, you know what I mean? And it's so easy for youngsters to pick that game up in the street and hide it from their parents that they ain't even around that, you know? So how did you hide that from your parents?
Because I still was my normal self within the household. I still showed no respect and everything. It's just when I went out to the streets where I was an animal. But behind closed doors, like with them and everything, of course I'm going to respect my mother. I got to respect my daddy. He ain't played too much. So, you know what I'm saying? So at the same time, I hid it for as long as I could. But then they started to really know, within about a year and a half, 2 years, they started really noticing I'm having a whole lot of different new things. And just acting different and everything. So, I mean, I couldn't have had it for so long.
Right, right. So when mom and dad knock up on this and they seeing this vision that they definitely ain't trying to see,
yeah,
how did that affect mom and dad?
I mean, yeah, I know it hurt them. Like, we never to this day really sat down and had a conversation on how it made them feel. But I know as parents, like, they don't trying to give myself, my brother, and my sister the best life that we could possibly have. And for their firstborn son to travel down that road, it's not hard to tell that it hurt them. But at the same time, I had to live and learn. Like, I had to go through my own obstacles, my own mistakes, so that I could get to the level where God has me at right now.
My man, you know. So explain to the viewers, when was the first time that you ever got caught up? And when you got caught up, how did that make you feel?
What you talking about, like, was locked up?
Yeah, when you first got caught up doing wrong, you know, and your parents had to come and say, my man is caught up down here, we got to go down here and see about it. How did that make you feel for your parents to have to come into that type of scenery?
I mean, it was, like I said, it was kind of nerve-wracking. Of course, they was hurt. You could see the hurt in my mother's eyes and stuff. But it's only a blessing. I don't have not one drug charge on my record. Like, I never got caught. I never got caught selling drugs. I never got caught with drugs,
period. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it was a super blessing. Like, I do have gun charges, assault charges, more gun charges. I have all of that on my record, but it, like I said, it's only a blessing that all of those things were dropped to misdemeanor, so I don't even have a felony.
My man. Well, God put in some good work, man. You feel me?
Of course,
and
of course.
Now you flipping the table and you showing these youngsters that it's a better tomorrow, you know? So we want to give you big ups on that.
Appreciate it, man. So a much better tomorrow, man. You don't even have to wait until you are like 40 years old or anything like that where you don't want to do nothing in the streets no more, because God could use you right now. He don't care if you about 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? He could use you just like he could use a grandmother or anything. But if you just got to be prepared to, like, do the right thing. Prepared
my
to,
man,
like,
you know.
Like y'all show say, man, the streets do not love you. For real.
Oh, ain't no mystery, my brother. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to go ahead and we're going to launch your single here on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we want you to lean back and people enjoy this single that's coming out. We're going to be spinning his songs tonight here on the show. And we're going to be right back with our great guest right after you hear this track.
This first one here we're going to play is called You Choose Me. Be right back.
You chose me.
I thank you, God, for choosing me.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and right back to The Streets Don't Love You Back Worldwide Radio Show, and we doing it big like we always do Wednesday night, and we back with our great guests. So we are continuing the journey tonight, and like I said, good brother, let the people know what's happening with you now and, you know, what you're trying to get across to these youngsters out here.
And I'm just trying to spread the word through the music because, like, we live in a hip-hop-filled world. And, like, a lot of the youth, a lot of teenagers, a lot of people in their 20s or whatever, all they listen to is rap music, hip-hop, and things like that. So I decided, well, God blessed me with the ability to put a little twist on it, that I could put the word into the music with a nice beat and everything, and hopefully that'll draw the youth closer to him.
Right. And tell us a little bit about, going backwards a little bit, you ended up in jail.
Yes.
On something that you did, is that correct? And while you
yes.
were incarcerated, that's when you found out, or maybe you knew about God before, but that's when you found God. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
I'm not the type of person that grew up in the church or anything. Like you always hear, my grandmother speaking about it and everything. And you know your grandmama, she's going to try to drill it in your head. But when you're young, you don't really it don't really take a hold of you until you get a little older. But long story short, I was locked up at the time for gun possession, and I was facing a whole lot of time. I don't remember the amount of years or whatever, but I knew it was enough for me to tighten up real fast. So I used to call my own grandmother from the jail, and she'd give me little scriptures to read. She'd tell me to pray, and then I started going to little Bible classes in there. And I started to go to little church services that they had in the system or whatever. And I just really started to open up my eyes on the things that I was doing compared to the things that was right. So I've been with it ever since. Like, I know a lot of people, they get locked up and they say they're gonna change their life and do this and do that, but they get out and do the same thing. I've been rocking with it ever since.
That's right. Well, good for you. Congratulations, and we're proud of you. Yeah, you know, it takes a commitment to make a change, and you have to want to change. And unfortunately, that's why a lot of people just end up right back, you know, in jail, because they come out, they don't make any positive changes, and they end up going back to their old ways, which is, you know, selling drugs and gangbanging and just, you know, robbery, assault, different things that happen, and they end up right back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I mean, we know, but I want you to tell the audience a little bit about why some kids, especially inner city kids, but we know it happens everywhere, even out in rural communities and other places, but why do kids want to be a part of a gang, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I don't know, because, like, to be honest with you, you really get infatuated when you're young. Like I said, you always see the glorious side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you always see the money, the cars, the fame, and all of that. But you don't really too much see the killings and the funerals and everything that you have to go to, the jail time and things like that, until it's too late and you already in it.
So
in my opinion, like I said, you usually join when you kind of young and you don't really have a mind of your own, and like you think all of that stuff is right. So that's what I think. In my opinion, yeah. Or in my opinion, I think that's how they will you in. That's just my opinion, though.
And some kids, I mean, I think that a lot of kids are maybe not getting some attention that they need at home or in school or somewhere, and they kind of turn to the people in the streets because they're getting that attention, even though it's not good attention?
Yeah, I can agree with that, because a lot of my friends, they don't have a father figure in their life, and they was out of control, way worse than me. It was out of control, and I guess a lot of people, their mother worked all the time to, like, keep the household together.
Yeah, mom's working, trying to make a living, and just very busy. Yeah.
Yeah, and the daddy's not nowhere to be found, so
right.
Yeah, he made a valid point. Yeah. So
don't you feel that a lot of the gangster rap and stuff, the hip hop, glamorizes all of the, like you said, the money, the cars, the girls, you know, and all that, but they're not really showing really all the people that are getting killed and all the people that we're burying and all the people that are losing their mom and dad and brother and sister, and because of their, you know, drug abuses or, you know, shootings, or, you know, they're not showing, they're glamorizing all the wrong things.
Yeah, and that's what fooled a whole lot of people. It's just like I said a little while ago, it's kind of like joining the game, because you only see the good stuff. You don't really see what's going on when the times get bad or whatever. And I blame a whole lot of that, not to sound crazy or nothing, but I blame a lot of that on gospel artists as well, for the simple fact, as a child, and you may look at a video and you will see the fast cars, the diamonds and things like that, but as gospel artists, we tend to not really show what God has blessed us with, like a circular artist would. So as a child, as a teenager, I'm going to go with the circular artist because I'm going by what I see. You feel me?
Right.
So
to have nice things. It's okay to have nice cars, nice house, money, just to do it the right way.
Yeah,
God wants us
to
have all those things. He wants us to have our, you know, what we need. But
yeah,
we just want to do it the right way as well, and you know, and you can have all those things. So there's nothing wrong with having those things, you know.
Yeah, I just think as Christian artists, we need to show the people, the children, the whoever, what God has blessed us with, like, because
exactly.
it's plenty of gospel artists that have plenty of money, big houses, fancy cars, but you don't never see that. You won't never see it on MTV Cribs, and you'll never see it in the videos or anything like that. Why? I don't know.
So, yeah, well, I think maybe some of them, I mean, maybe they are really humble and they don't want to brag. But showed the youth, though, that you can have nice things doing the right things, maybe more kids would want to do the right things.
Yeah. I don't think it's really so much as bragging. I think it's, in my opinion, I just think I would like to show the children or the world or whatever what God has done for me. You know what I'm saying? I like to show off everything. Like, yeah, but I'll never take the glory for it. I'd be like, yeah, God has blessed me with such and such. So
that's right. This is what God took me from and blessed me with. And
yeah.
I did it. I'm doing it the right way now. Exactly.
Oh, cool.
What's up? So let's go ahead and let's listen to another one of your songs. Tell me a little bit about this song and how you made it. It's called The Blood of Jesus, before we play.
On The Blood of Jesus, it came from, I think, like, to be honest with you, I think I had made that song right after we had a service, and my pastor was speaking on The Blood of Jesus, on how the blood, how it's healing in the blood, is you get saved through the blood and so on and so on. So I just made a song about it.
All right. Well, let's check it out, and we'll be right back.
That is ever formed against me shall prosper. Cause I'm covered in the blood and I'm filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. He's sick, closer than the brothers and his only begotten son. But that's how much he loves us. So Jesus shed his blood and he set me free. God on Calvary for a sinner like me. And through his blood, we have everlasting victory. Look me in my eyes, in this joy you see. Seeing the fight in me, seeing God's will in me. It ain't no stopping me, it ain't no holding me. Cause his blood has set me free, so take these chains off me. No more chains of depression, no more chains of fear. No more chains of weakness, so stop shedding those tears. No more chains of confusion, so Jesus not the author. But a power, but a power, love and a sound mind is part of what the blood is.
Thank you. Coming this September the 14th, 2013, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. Our goal is to educate our youth about the dangers of gang violence, drugs, abuse, and that there are many alternatives to street life. This day is to network, helping others against the abuse. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement help and educate all year round. We will be collecting clothes, jackets, blankets, underwear, socks, backpack, and hygiene products for the domestic violence shelters. Please let us know if we have to pick up, or you can send your donations to P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. That's P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. The Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. This September the 14th, 2013. The walk starts 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., starting at the top level boxing gym. It's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day, September the 14th, 2013. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement, Youth Block, the top level boxing gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, the Black Information Highway, and JCS 2364.
Hello, welcome right back to the Streets Don't Love You Back Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. And we're sitting there kicking it with the great guest tonight. And we just want you to, elaborate on that song for us right quick, good brother.
Yeah, the blood of Jesus, man. Just, like I said, it came from, I think my pastor was preaching on it one Sunday on about how the blood saves you, it frees you, it heals you. Like, we get all things through the blood. All things through Jesus Christ is through the blood. So I just decided to make a song about it.
Yeah, we had a little jamming session for a hot second, but we're right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I was nodding and everything, man.
Yeah, so it's all good, you know. So, what advice would you give these young kids out here, man? I mean, as far as they trying to switch their game over to the Christian rap and get into that gospel life like that, I mean, what advice would you give them that's trying to switch over like that?
Man, don't let nobody bring you down. Because a lot of times, a lot of people in their heart, they want to change, but they're scared of their surroundings and what people going to say about you. Nah, like, if you don't wait and you just do it, and you'll be shocked at the results, at the end results, about how people will be, people start feeling it more than you ever thought. Because I still got a lot of my homeboys that when I was in the streets or whatever, I don't chill with them like that or whatever, but they still respect me. I still see them sometimes. They still respect everything that I do. So I just let them know, just don't be afraid of change. And you don't have to, like I said, yeah.
Yeah, cause when you get afraid of change, then you already done lost the battle, because that means you ain't trying to do right at all.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we definitely feeling that, good brother, you know. So I'm going to pass the mic back to the missus right quick.
So tell us a little bit about how your relationship is with your parents now versus when you were going through all the trouble.
Oh, yes. It's 1,000 times more better. 1,000 times more better. Because I moved out. I left my house when I was about 17. I had my own little apartment and everything. And, like, it was, like, my mother and my father, they always be there for me. They was always there for me. It just didn't like the things that I was doing and everything. But now, like, I remember I gave my mother, she heard my first song, because Savior, the first gospel song that I ever recorded. And I seen the tears in her eyes, like the tears of joy, though. So that's always better than having tears of, I don't know if you're going to make it through the night, or, you know what I'm saying? And like,
right.
That. So,
yeah,
it's 1,000%.
Yeah,
okay. It's 1,000% times more better.
So have you been able to be a good example for your brother and sister?
Yeah, like, it's crazy because, especially my little sister, like, she's in college now, but she spoke in tongues for the first time this Wednesday night. We was in prayer. We had prayer. And and she spoke in tongues. That's the first time she ever did it. And I was blessed with the opportunity to hear her do it. But that was crazy. That was a blessed experience like no other.
Right. That's amazing.
Wow.
So, tell me a little bit about, you talked a little bit about your friends. How was that transitioning? Was it kind of hard to break away? Or once you decided, there was just no turning back and that was it?
No, it was crazy hard. It was hard at first. Yeah, it was rough at first. I can't even lie. It was real rough. But I guess, and that came along with me getting locked up for that time, because sometimes God knows your distractions and he knows how he needs to break you or who and what he needs to pull you away from to get you where you need to be. For me, it was jail. Like, for somebody else, it could be, God forbid, they lose their wife or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. But just some other tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all it took for me. Like I said,
you,
like when I... Yeah. Oh, not good.
I was just saying, you grew up... Did you grow up in rough neighborhoods? I know you were between... the Bronx, was it the Bronx and Virginia somewhere?
Yeah, I'm from, I was born in Harlem, New York, but I was back and forth from the Bronx to Richmond, Virginia. Like, my grandmother lived in the Bronx. I kept on getting in trouble in Richmond, but so my mother kept on trying to get me to go back to the Bronx, but I would just come back down. So I kept on going back and forth and everything. But no, I didn't grow up in a rough neighborhood at all. Like, I just, like I said, I chose to be in rough places. I chose to go to those places myself because that's where the money was at. So
right.
Like I said, I salute my mother and father 100% because they provided the best life for us that anyone could ever wish for. But just me being stubborn and wanting to do my own thing, I put my own self in those type of situations. So.
Right. So, you know, we always talk about the kids that don't grow up in the inner city and they come from the suburbs to the inner city thinking they're that thug or that, you know, wannabe, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's kind of what you did. You wanted to be that guy. But talk to the youth out here. Tell them what it's about, what it's really about.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Don't let it fool you, man. We ain't did nothing. It's nothing but a whole lot of shooting going on. It's nothing but people losing their life, people getting locked up doing football numbers. It's nothing sweet about it. Like, that little bit of money or whatever, man, your life or going to jail for life, it's not worth it at all. So, I'll just stick to what you know.
It's short-lived. You might have
a
little money for a short time. It doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
Still out here with his millions.
Uh-huh.
And all he gets changed.
And then you get locked up with somebody. The first thing they're going to do is tell on you. Your so-called best friend. First thing you're going to do, tell.
I've seen it
a million times. I've seen it a million times. Bro, I love you. I love you this. I love you that. I'll never let I'm going to get right on stand and say your name.
That's right. So there's no loyalty in the streets, is there?
Hey, the streets don't love you back.
That's right. That's right. There's no loyalty in that game anymore. And those friends that say they're your friends, they got your back. The minute they're pressed up against that wall, they're going to turn right on
you. And I see it to this day, man. It's crazy, too. It's crazy. Crazy. For real.
Well, you got to be proud of yourself for making that change and making that decision. And like you said, it was hard. You probably had a lot of temptations and things thrown at you, but you knew what you had to do. Did you have a mentor or anybody that you looked up to in the Christian music industry? Or how did you decide you wanted to be a Christian rapper?
Like, honestly, everybody asked me that question. And I promise you, I just woke up one morning and I just wrote a gospel song. Like, I don't know where it came from. It came out the blue. But, like, you know, when you first get saved and everything, it's just Jesus, 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 Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So I just wrote
right.
a song, and it happened to be Savior. So then I actually recorded it, because I had written songs before, but I never recorded it. Like I said, Savior was the first song that I recorded. It turned it all crazy. Everybody started loving it, so I just kept on going from there.
That one was Savior?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to play that one here in just a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's amazing that you just woke up. And, I mean, did you sing a lot before that? Did you, you know, hang out with guys that were trying to get into music and stuff like that? Or, like you just said,
like,
it was just how it be.
You know, when you're young, like, everybody and their mama think they could rap, so.
Right.
Yeah, you know how that goes. So you got little people in your neighborhood just rapping and things like that. That's all we used to do. So, but other than that, as far as making songs and anything, no.
Right, right. So it's all good, my brother. So we're going to play this other joint, and we're going to be right back with you.
All right. I like y'all, too. Y'all laid back. It's the best interview I done had.
Oh, man. Yeah, this all good, bro. I mean, we've been doing it so long, man. We just... you know, put it out there and let the fans view what's happening and, you know, let them go ahead and support what you got going. So that's how we roll, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother.
All right. Be right back.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it live tonight with our great guests. And the songs have been live tonight, you know what I mean? So tell the viewers where they can go cop some songs, that good brother.
Right now, I did not drop the album yet, but the song you just heard, Savior, you can get that on iTunes. But the album itself, the name of it is called Praise 101. It should be out no later than, I want to say August, late August. But I'll definitely keep y'all posting on it, man. I got to definitely send y'all a copy.
Oh, my man, we appreciate it, good brother. And we'll definitely spin it for you right here on the Worldwide Radio Show. And we loving it, man. And, you know, we just like that you lean back and doing something positive, man, because it's a lot of cash that don't even believe in investing in themselves. You know, they just believe in thinking everybody owe them something, you know what I'm saying? But you're doing the right thing. You're investing in who you are, and you're giving back at the same time. So that's a double good look.
Yeah, like a lot of people got to understand, nobody going to do it for you at all. Nobody rather do nothing for you, man. You got to go out there and do it yourself.
Right. Well, people don't mind doing nothing for you. It's just they want to see you make the first step, like God. He want to see you make the first step, and then, you know, he right there with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you just got people that don't want to do nothing, period, you know what I mean? That's why nobody wants them, you feel me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they think it's about video games and drinking beer and eating popcorn in front of the TV, you know what I mean, instead of putting something together that's going to take care of them and family, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of cats got to get in their mind out here. You got to invest in self. The investment might be slow coming, but when it come and it pay off, then guess what? That's all your money. It's just like winning the lottery. You know, none jumps off the boat, you know what I mean, right away. But if you constantly invest in yourself down the stretch, when you get a certain age, you know, you're going to be able to sit back and relax because guess what? You already done invested in yourself, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I encourage all brothers and sisters to do that, man. Start investing in self. You know, the internet is a global hustle. You don't have to be on the block no more. You know what I mean? You can socks, shoes, you know what I mean? Hats, T-shirts, all of that. You know what I mean? Get your PayPal account and get some of this money out here on the global level.
Man, I heard y'all talking about the boxing gloves.
Oh, ain't no mystery, brother. We just launched the Streets Don't Love You Back boxing glove today, my friend.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I wish y'all must have said with that, man. I don't know nobody making no boxing gloves, man. Y'all doing y'all thing.
Hey, homeboy. Hey, Dad, let me tell you something, yo, brother. I started investing in myself at a real young age, brother. I'm 50 years old now, almost, you know, and the wife, 52. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we both 50 together. And like I said, we done invested in self. So we know down the stretch, you know, we'll be able to take care of each other. You know what I mean? Because
we
already done planted the great seed. You know, we got 6 grandkids coming up where they be able to take care of their business. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm going to see Mayweather rocking them gloves, man. I'm going to be like, man, I know that ain't my people gloves, man.
You feel what I'm saying? And we hope he get him a pair sooner or later. Because, you know, right now it's so hard to get to Mayweather. You know, I'm just like Moses, you feel me? I just wait until the blessing come, you know. And once he recognizes the Streets Don't Love You Back, he might throw a pair on too, you feel me? And, and while we wait patient on that, we continue our journey. And we're going to put them gloves on other world champions, you feel me? And yeah, just to let you know on the line tonight, young brother, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that let you know that you're listening and recognizing, you know. We will be honoring, and we're not going to mention no names, but we will be honoring 4 great boxers, professional pro fighters here in Arizona. You know what I mean? We will be honoring them, and each one of them will receive the Streets Don't Love You Back pair of boxing gloves. And that's going to be a great day for me and my wife to honor these 4 gentlemen, because we have watched their career. We have watched how they have helped others and not been selfish about self and great leadership. And we look at all of that. So we can't wait to announce the names and just have a great ceremony and a great time. And don't forget, we got the Streets Don't Love You Back clothesline out as well. We got the sweatsuits. We got the fitted hats. We got the snapbacks. We got the lady capri pants. We got the lady jeans. You dig? We got the lady tank tops. I mean, man, we got camel styles. I mean, man, this list goes on and on. We got sweatsuits. You feel me? And in a minute, we're coming with the Streets Don't Love You Back draws. And we're coming with the Streets Don't Love You Back socks and nuts. So we just let everybody know we're coming straight like that, man, because, you know, we don't want you to just have an outfit on. We want you to have the underwear on and the socks. So whenever you out with your friends, you better say, I'm Streets Don't Love You Back all the way down. So when they say all the way down, you're going to be able to say, I mean, all the way down, in and out. You feel me? Yes, sir.
And undergarments and everything, man. I like that, man. I wish y'all much success, man.
Yeah, man, me and the wife, we come up with something, boy. I mean, and the Streets Don't Love You Back came in 2009 when my wife edited my first book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. You know, that was my autobiography that came out. So everything started off my book and me and the wife's movement. And my book, yeah, I was raised and born in Detroit, Michigan, one of the worst ghettos in the city of Detroit. You know, I started gangbanging, selling dope when I was 10 years old. By the time I was 14, I was running my own major crew. By the time I was 18, I was a multimillionaire in the streets from running heroin, coke, weed, pills, whatever I got my hands on. You know what I'm saying? And I watched a lot of my homeboys get killed, get life bitch. Even my own son got caught up. My oldest son got caught up when he was 17 on a murder case. He ended up doing 15 years. You know, he come home when he was 32 years old. And this year he'll be 35, you know, so he's been out of trade. And, you know, I'm just thanking God for being here to tell my testimony because they told my mom I wouldn't live to see 18 years old. And the judges who told her that, they dead, you know. So you can't never, ever say what God people going to be on because you're a judge sitting on the bench. So we have to be real careful on the words we speak out here. Not just because you might be a judge, you know, just words speak, period, as an individual. Because, you know, my mother always taught me, if you dig a grave for somebody else, you might be digging one for yourself, too, you know? And that's the old saying in the game, you know, because you might fall in that ditch before the next person you say is going to be in there, you know? So we got to be careful with words out here, ladies and gentlemen. But me and my wife, we do a great thing. Everything we touch is the Streets Don't Love You Back because we own all of that. You know what I mean? So everything we do is Streets Don't Love You Back, from books to clothes to now educating the kids. And now we just launched the Streets Don't Love You Back boxing gloves. You can't get no better than that.
Well, yeah, I'm still tripping off some boxing gloves, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, we got a gym in Arizona too, good brother, where the boxers box for real, you know?
Okay, that's where y'all all stay, Arizona?
Yeah, yeah, we got a place here in Arizona, yeah. Okay. And, yeah, man, so God is good, brother, so we just study pushing the ink pen and doing what we need to do out here in society too, you know?
Man, congratulations on everything, man. Like, I like your testimony too. That was real powerful too.
Oh, thanks, brother. I'm blessed to be here, man. You know what I mean? Because I lost a lot of soldiers, bro, you know. And I was listening to your testimony. I was a gun fanatic, dog. You know what I mean? But when I say gun fanatic, I mean, my mother would take all the guns out the house that I would bring in. No sooner than she snatched them out, I'm back in the hood grabbing 15, 20 more. You know what I mean? Hiding them all through the house. So, yeah, I'm feeling all that, man. And now, at my age now, but even when I was a little younger, you know, I stopped even putting my hands on guns, you feel me? Because I already know me, and I knew me, you know? So it wasn't cool, you feel me, to even put myself in that environment. So I never went places where I had to stay heated up, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because that's a headache, you feel me? And once a man or a woman got to be somewhere, you got to stay heated up. Anything could go bad, and then you got life sentence, you know?
Yeah, of course, especially. Yeah, like you said, just it could be a case of wrong place at the wrong time, but if you don't put yourself in that situation, you have a right. much better chance of it. So yeah, I understand
right,
that.
Man. So we just thanking God for everything, bro. You know, and it's like my vision and my wife's vision is to have our clothesline on everybody around the world. You know what I mean? And now that we done launched the boxing gloves, you feel me? We want you Streets Don't Love You Back down and boxing glove down. You ain't even got to be no boxer. You might just want to shadow box in the garage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your Streets Don't Love You Back once again, head to toe. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm feeling that, man.
And people be wondering, like, wow, you know what I mean? Well, what this guy, he ain't no boxer, but he got boxing gloves in his garage where he wanted to be fitted all the way down. You feel me?
Yeah, where you find the stuff at as far as the clothes and everything like that? Where you get it from?
Oh well, our boxing glove is made from scratch, good brother. It takes like a month, 4 weeks for them to be made. You know, so
no talking about like as far as like the clothes and everything. Like, is it a website that you can go on there and get it?
Yeah. You can. My wife will send you the link. You friends with my wife on Facebook?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my wife will send you the link as soon as we get off the air. And, yeah, okay. Man, she'll also tag you in the picture where you can see the boxing glove, man, because we've been getting, as soon as I launched the boxing gloves out there, man, we've been getting so many likes and people saying, where can I get them at? And they ain't even made it to the USA yet. You feel me?
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm about to go crazy on the
on the streets is watching clothing. I got a birthday coming up Thursday. I'm going to tell wife exactly what to get.
Oh, man, that sounds like a winner, bro, you know what I mean? So, yeah, the wife will send you all of that, man, where you can get fitted all the way down from the fitted hat. We got the shorts, you feel me? We got the shirt to match. And like I said, I'm coming with the socks and we're coming with the gym shoes probably next month, but if it's God's vision, it might be before next year. You feel me?
Yeah.
We've been talking about the Streets Don't Love You Back shoes as well. But, yeah, we appreciate you, brother, you know what I mean, and your support with our clothesline as well. So when we see you in the Streets Don't Love You Back, make sure your wife take a picture with you with them on. And we'll post you up on our store page and say this is our homeboy from VA representing the Streets Don't Love You Back in his neck of the woods, you know?
Of course. Appreciate that too, man.
We appreciate you, brother. So I'm glad that we spoke on the clothesline tonight, and you say you're going to let wifey know she can log on and grab that before birthday.
Yeah.
So we can step out all the way with that, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, we need that. I like because it's a catchy saying, and that's what I stand for anyway. You know what I'm saying? So,
positivity.
Yeah, I like that.
Positivity.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the streets don't love nobody back and ain't loving nobody back. The only person loving you back is the Creator, and He's loving you back unconditionally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once you mess up in the streets, it's game over, lights out. Ain't no love back on that tip.
Oh, boy, that man going to start messing with your baby mama and everything, your so-called homeboy.
Oh man, that's even before the CEO even put the key in the gate lock. That's being done, B.
Yeah, that's a wrap. So.
Yeah, so we like to say, man, any shout outs you'd like to give anybody, brother?
This shout out to the whole Richmond, Virginia, shout out to my wife, Jamila, shout out my pastor and Jess. Just shout out to y'all, man. Shout out for y'all for having me and just being such a positive influence in y'all community and just making things happen, man, as far as your business and everything. I wish y'all much success.
Oh, man, we appreciate that, young brother, you know. And once your homeboys see you in the streets and love you back, dear, you know they're going to ask you where your queen got it from. And once you tell them, they're going to log on to and cop.
Hey, man, I got a point. I'm going to point them in the right direction.
I already know it, good brother, you know. So I'm going to pass the mic over to the missus for her last words, and I just want to say, man, it's been an honor having you on our radio show, and much success on your new album that's coming out, and your songs was popping, and anybody that's listening to the show tonight, We asking you to go download that on iTunes and do your thing and spread that positive message in your area as well. So we thank you again, good brother, and I'm going to pass it over to the missus.
I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, and we know that, you know, that it's going to help somebody change their life by listening and knowing that it can be done. You know, it's happening every day by, you know, people like yourself. You know, you can do positive things, be in positive places, be around positive people, and that's what it takes to make a change. You have to first decide and then do it and hang around the kind of people that you want to be. So, you know, be the right people that you want to be, not the bad kind.
So,
yes, but we thank you for sharing your testimony. It was awesome. And, you know, you can, I'll send you the link to the show. You can put this show on your website. You can play it 24/7. You can send it to your friends. Anybody can listen to it. And, you know, it'll always be there to be played back. So you can share it with everybody. And
I appreciate that. Oh, can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to say, I got to plug myself real fast. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Goon the Saint. That's G-O-O-N, the number 2, S-A-I-N-T. On my Facebook is G2S. And my webpage is www.g2sofficialwebsite.com.
All right. So follow him and get that album when it comes out. And go to iTunes and get the songs that are out now. All right. Mm. Well, and also remember that you can always find out anything that we're doing. Just Google The Streets Don't Love You Back or go to thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. That's our website. It's a social network. You can sign up with us and have your own profile page and link everything and send everything out to the social network, social media that way as well. So you're welcome to join us on our website and put all your information up and be a part of the movement as well.
Okay, that's good.
And before we go out tonight, we're going to play a special song for you as well from another West Coast rapper who is educating the youth about suicide. He was going to commit suicide. He was involved in the streets. Parents were involved in drugs, and he ended up homeless as a young teenager. Did what he had to do to survive, but at one point, as a young adult, one tried to commit suicide and shot himself, but that even failed. So he woke up in the hospital, decided that maybe God had a better plan for him. And so now he's trying to put out some positive rap music as well. And he talks to the youth about suicide and never giving up. And so this song tonight is by OG Suicide. He's a West Coast rapper. And this song is Never Give Up. We're dedicating it to you tonight because you never gave up. And, you know, just never give up. So the song starts, he's at the basketball court talking to a couple of little kids in the neighborhood. And enjoy the song. Thank you again for joining us tonight. Please share us.
Yeah.
Share The Streets Don't Love You Back. And I will send you those links tonight. So thank
you.
And enjoy the song. And keep in touch with us.
No, I will do, man. I appreciate y'all for having me once again. Y'all be blessed, man. I wish y'all much success. And like you said, keep in touch.
Thank you. All right. Enjoy the song, and everybody have a great week. Join us back here next Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern. And it's always a great show. Thank you for your support, and see you next week. Here's Never Give Up by OG Suicide.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh?
What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
Listen. matter what it is.